Oliver, it must be gutting for Leinster Lightning. I mean, they dominated probably 95% of that match, and they come away with a draw.
Yeah, obviously we're disappointed. It's like you said, it's, you know, for nearly all the sessions we've been on top, and to walk away and, you know, have four overs to chase down something small. You know, the game didn't get slipped in the last four overs. So certainly couldn't fault the batters for going out there. Yeah, we'll be disappointed, and you know, it's a good start for us. We've played good cricket. Maybe let it slip. You know, it's fielding wise, catch has gone down, and you know, instead of having to get 20 wickets, you nearly needed 30 wickets. So you know, good effort from the boys. Wasn't always easy out there. Wicket got a bit slower, but you know, the boys certainly bowled probably better in the second innings. But yeah, disappointed.
Yeah, Max Sorensen was outstanding in this game. Speaking to a few of the North West boys, and they haven't really faced anything like that.
Yeah, and Max has, you know, Max has come on massively over the last kind of 18 months, and like he would have said himself, maybe he was a little bit disappointed with his early season form, going away on the Intercontinental Cup and all that, and he's worked very hard since we've had the first 50 over interprovincial game, and he's come back this week, and you know, led the attack, probably a little bit inexperienced attack, and led it, you know, and was superb for us throughout.
Even Eddie Richardson and Tyrone Cain, who I haven't seen a fair bit of, but they seem to have really improved. They've an extra yard of pace, and they're definitely doing things with the ball, both of them.
Yeah, like, I mean, we played Eddie a couple of weeks ago in club cricket, and I mean, Eddie's come on as a cricketer massively, and you know, he's a real threat with the ball, and you know, even his batting, he's done really well over the last 3 weeks in club cricket. He's capable of taking wickets, and he's supported Max brilliantly. I mean, two very different bowlers, but you know, they've taken the wickets early doors, and you know, set the standard for the boys going into the innings.
And the beauty of this series is that the games come thick and fast in different formats, so there's not really time to feel sorry for yourselves. You just got to move on.
No, not at all. I don't think the bunch of lads down there are the type to feel sorry for themselves. They'll be disappointed. They'll take what they have to take away from this game and move forward and hit the next training sessions hard and you know, go back to club cricket and produce. And I think that's what the boys have done. Around the squad, there's a massive competition for places. I mean, there's lads sitting in the wings that could easily get on to any of the three sides, but that's the competitive nature of the side, and you know, I think that's good for everyone going forward.
It's amazing how Leinster have bonded. I mean, like the other unions, there's no playing for yourselves. I mean, this one of the criticisms of interprovincial competitions in the past is people have tended to play for themselves, but there's a great team spirit around all the teams, I've noticed.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's the boys want to win. I think that's the main thing. I mean, it's not about who gets the runs and who gets the wickets. The boys want to win. And like I said, that's why we're disappointed today, coming away with 10 points and instead of the maximum. We've great depth. There's a lot of options in all departments, and putting the pressure on each other, and it's good for the competitiveness. But it's a great atmosphere within the changing room, around training and just going forward.